I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. What horrors have to happen for the world to take steps to stop the Islamic State? Christianity is being pushed to the brink of extinction in the region. Millions have fled, but Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says people of the book have stayed behind to distribute aid. The change that's resulted is nothing short of amazing. Muslim extremists are coming to Christ. Keep praying. God's touching even the most unexpected hearts. And women in the Middle East can't speak openly because they're not supported by their family or authorities. But Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is helping to change that. They're starting a new program to talk about hard-hitting issues that affect women, like abuse. Sat7 hopes this will bring the confidence women need to openly share their faith in Jesus. Go to our website to find tips on how you can pray for these repressed women. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Have you answered our question of the week? It's posted on Facebook. Get there through a link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.